Okay, so let's begin. We are at the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, and we'll go over to Gimel Amud Beis. Basically, we had a dispute. There was a machlokas hatanoim about what is the minimum size of a sukkah. We assume that the minimum size of a sukkah is 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim, which is roughly 21 inches or so by 21 inches. That's kind of small. It's like less than 2 feet by 2 feet. But that's what we assume the minimum size of a sukkah is. The Tana Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi says that, no, the minimum size of a sukkah is 4 amos by 4 amos. Right? 4 amos, assuming an amos is 18 inches, so you do the math, whatever that works out to be. They assume it's like 7 3/4 feet by 7 3/4 feet. So the difference between like being around 2 feet by 2 feet and 7 3/4 feet by 7 3/4 feet. That's basically the way it works out. So, Zok the Gemara, Man Han Lo Hadatan Rabbanan. Who is the author of the following statement? The Gemara is quoting a braisa that lists all of the halachos of bayis in the Torah. There are many halachos of homes. Tosis comments that the list is not comprehensive. But the list that we have is bayis that does not have 4 amos by 4 amos. Apparently that's the minimum size of a home. Has to be 4 amos by 4 amos, is pater min ha-mezuzah. It's exempt from mezuzah. By the way, when we talk about bayis for mezuzah, the word bayis means a room. No? Bayis with respect to mezuzah means a room. Right? We have a mezuzah in each of our rooms. Each room is separately a bayis. Umin ha-ma'akeh. If the house is not 4 by 4, so there's no ma'akeh. I think we spoke about this last week, like the fence on top of the roof. The funny thing is that bayis by ma'akeh means the entire home, no? I don't think we have a separate fence over each of the bedrooms in the apartment. That would be kind of weird.
For a landing, isn't the fence that you have, I mean, the little gate or railing that you have for a stairway, isn't that considered a ma'akeh halakhically?
Again, but let's say I have a roof, right? In other words, you're thinking about if you have like a split-level home, so the second floor has like a little railing, so maybe that counts as ma'akeh, absolutely. But what about the roof, right? The paradigmatic ma'akeh that we're talking about is that you have a fence around the roof. So the Gemara, right, says that in order to be chayiv in a fence on the roof, it has to be a house of 4 amos by 4 amos.
Well, I mean, I think it makes sense that there's different standards for each one, because like when you're in a room, you can't even like you don't even have access to the entire size of the house. Whereas on a roof, there aren't those divisions.
Correct. I just think it's a little bit funny, and there were Rishonim who felt that when they speak about a bayis being chayiv in mezuzah, it meant the entire house. I think there's like a popular misconception that you only need a mezuzah on your front door. In Baruch Hashem, it's becoming less popular now, right? If anything, the front door of our apartments, by the way, does not need a mezuzah. Because the front door goes into, at least in my apartment, the front door opens to a hallway. The hallway that it opens to, is it 4 by 4? Is it 4 amos by 4 amos?
Depends if you're talking about like square footage.
Oh, wait. Exactly. Okay, so it depends on the Rambam and the Rush, etc. But it's entirely possible that my hallway is not obligated in mezuzah. Consequently, the door, my front door, is not obligated to mezuzah. My bedroom door is obligated to mezuzah, because my bedroom is 4 by 4 for real, no? So, we'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Does it matter, like, so this is my apartment, okay, and this is the hallway. Let's say the hallway in my apartment is 4 by 4. Isn't that what would require the mezuzah rather than
the hallway? Is the front door opens to a hallway,
and that hallway is,
and that hallway is 4 by 4?
Yeah,
that's unusual.
But I'm saying, isn't that the?
In other words, presumably every doorway in is chayav in mezuzah based on the area where that doorway leads to.
Right.
Right. So. Over here, like, again, like whether a base measure is chayav a mizuzah or not, is this
like when I open?
She's thinking
it's
the foyer, the little.
The foyer, like foyer. Right when you come in.
Yeah, no,
oh, so that might be 4x4. You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, in my apartment, I open the door and I have like two closets right on the side and like
and
very
then
narrow.
One.
Huh?
Okay, no, I have
yeah.
But a house or a bias needs to be 4x4 to be chayav a mizuzah and to be chayav a ma'akeh. If it's not 4x4, you don't get tzara'as nige batim. No, there's tzara'as on your body, tzara'as on your clothing, and if you live in Eretz Yisrael, there can be tzara'as on your home.
But not in Yerushalayim.
But not in Yerushalayim, right? Okay, that correct. So you can't have tzara'as on your home. It has to be 4x4. It's a din and bias. Ve'eno nechlat b'batei arechoma. The Torah says that if you sell a home in a walled city, so you have 2 years to redeem it. If you don't redeem it within 2 years, so it becomes the permanent property of the purchaser. That's called nechlat. If it's not a home, so then it is not nechlat batei arechoma, and then, as Rashi comments, you could always redeem it. And it will go back in Yovel. That's the halacha. Ve'ein chozrin alav me'archei ha-melchama. The din is that if a person builds a new home, so he does not go to war. No? If you have a home that is not 4x4, so you don't get sent back. I always imagine like the Kohen is like, okay, who built a new home? And the Kohen's like, and what are the dimensions of it? Sorry, you stay, right? Not 4x4, right? You have to stay. That's what the Gemara says.
They never go back?
What?
Never? They never go back?
Again, chozer me'archei melchama means that you don't go to war. You go back home. The halacha is, if you just got married, let's say someone got married 2 weeks ago, so such a person theoretically would not go to war. The Kohen Mashuach Mochama would give a speech before the war and said, Mia Isha She'e Rasi Sha. If you just got married, Yelech V'yachzor LeBeitel, go back home.
Okay,
right? Mia Isha She'nata Kerem.
Okay.
If you just planted a vineyard, Mia Isha She'bana Bayit V'lo Chanacho. If you just built a home.
Okay.
So the halacha of just building a home has to be a home that is 4x4. Ve'ein Me'arvin Bo. Okay. The halacha of Eruv, the way we speak about Eruv in common parlance, is that Eruv is this series of strings that surround the city. In technical halacha, Eruv is a box of matzah that is the property of the entire community. When I was the rabbi at Mount Sinai, the box of matzah is right under where the rabbi speaks. That's where the Eruv is. Now, the way we do Eruv is that one person buys a box of matzah and lifts it up to become the possession of the entire community. It used to be a much more interesting process, which is that everyone would bake some challah on Friday, and then you'd have a guy who's the Eruv collector who goes around and is collecting little challahs that everyone baked and put it in the basket. Only a home that is 4x4 is obligated to bake a little challah to put in that basket. Right? That's the way Rashi comments. Right? Rashi has a line that v'tiknu litin kol bayis v'bayis shebechotzer pas b'sal echad u'minichnosa be'echem en abatim. What they would do is that they would collect a little bit of bread, like a little bulka. They'd collect a little bread, put it in the basket, and that becomes the Eruv. Basically, Erev Chatzeros means that if you have a bunch of homes that open to a courtyard, so you're not allowed to carry from the homes to the courtyard, even though the courtyard is walled in, you can't carry unless you have all the matzah, all the challah, unless you collect bread from everybody. That's Erev Chatzeros. Shitufei Mevuos is that each of these Chatzerot, right, you have a few homes in this. Let's assume my Gemara is a chatzer. So I have a couple of homes. My cell phone and this recorder, these are homes that open to the chatzer, right? The chatzer opens to another area, which is called the mavui. The mavui is that it's a more public space, and you have a few chatzerot that open into the mavoy, right? So there's chatzer 1, chatzer 2, chatzer 3, and they all open to this area. I totally didn't understand this until like 27, 28 years ago. I spent a summer in Kishinev, Moldova. I was like running a camp in Kishinev with a bunch of crazy guys. I have no idea what we were doing. So I didn't understand what a chatzer meant. And then you're in Kishinev, you realize what it means. Because like there's a main street, and then there's an alley. And on the side of the alley, you have a bunch of different homes. And in the back, there's some more homes open to another alley. I think like Mei Sha'arim is like this, to some extent. That's really what it is. So you have a chatzer, home, right? Shared area. Home, shared area. Home, shared area. And all of these shared areas open to the mavoi. We discussed, like, maybe halachically, each of our apartments is a home. It opens to the hallway, which is the chatzer. And all the hallways open to the lobby of the building, which might be the equivalent of the mavoi, no? So the mavoi requires something, and this was today's show and tell. The mavoi requires what we call shetufei mavuos, which is that all of the people have to chip in order to be able to carry in the mavoi. Even though it's indoors, you can't carry unless you have the bread for a chatzer. Erev chatzeres requires bread. Shetufei mavuos you could even do with wine. You don't have to do with bread. Okay, whatever it is.
So that means if it's not big enough, you can carry without it.
So if it's not, ein mishtat finbo means if it is not 4x4, it has no obligation to contribute to shetufei mevuot, and you cannot put the shetufei mevuot in that area.
You can carry.
You can carry without it. Nachon. Bo eruv, right? Is the flip side of the way I said it. Again, ein ma'arvin bo means that each household contributes some bread. Ein menichin bo erev is where do you put that bread. Ve'ein osin oto ibur bein shtei ayarot. Right? If it's not 4x4, it cannot be made as an ibur between two cities. This is the halach of erev tchumen. Erev tchumen means that I'm not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos outside the city on Shabbos. Can't walk more than 2,000 amos outside the city. But how I define the boundaries of the city is a complicated halachic matter. This comes up all the time, like during the summer. Like you're staying in some bungalow colony, and where exactly do you measure the end of your area to get your 2,000 amos? Here in the city, it's easier to know where the city ends because there's natural boundaries. I have what we call the Hudson River and the East River. No? Those are natural boundaries. But if you are up in a camp area, so you get 2,000 amos from the end of your area, well, where is my area end? So the halacha is that you can have Iburo She'ir. Rashi comments Iburo She'ir is the equivalent of like the pregnancy of a city. You saw that, Rashi? It's like, you know, when women are pregnant, they protrude, their stomach extends, so the city extends. Right? So to extend the city, it has to be a home that is 4 amos by 4 amos. That's where Rashi learns the Gemara. This long Tosfos basically says that Rashi's against half of Shas, but we're not going to go into that. I think that's a little too technical for us now. But we just said Rashi. Ve'ena achen v'ashutfin chokimbo. We'll have to explain this case a little bit more, but basically, when a parent dies and there's a few sons, so they divide the area up. If it's not 4x4, you can't divide it up. It's the equivalent halachically, certain things are called a davar she'ein bo kdei chaluka. If a parent dies, let's say, and they leave a basketball. So the Yerushim, you can't divide a basketball, no? Half a basketball is kind of useless. If you have an area that's too small, it's indivisible, right? Like the Pledge of Allegiance. So therefore, you can't divide it up. Again, the Gemara will go into it more. Fine. So Zakti Gemara Lema Rebbe Hivlo Rabbanon. Should we say that all of these sources that say that a home has to be 4x4 is Rebbe and not the Rabbanon? The Gemara answers no. It could even be according to Rabbanon. The Rabbanon only say that 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim is the definition of a home for a sukkah because it's Diras Arai. But by Bias, which is Diras Keva, everybody agrees it has to be 4 amos by 4 amos. So effectively, these halachos of 4 amos by 4 amos are formulated according to everybody. Even if you hold that a sukkah is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, that is because a sukkah is a diras arai, because it's a temporary dwelling, so we relax the standards of dwelling. But a bias for all the dinim in the Torah, bias has to be 4 amos by 4 amos. Good? I want to just read a few more lines of the Gemara, and then I want to come back and analyze this a bit. Zok the Gemara weiter. Amar. Potter mena mezuzah, makam etan benegoyen, nechabarat erochama, enchosim erochim erochama, my time a debayis ksiv behu bekulhu. These are all the dinim da'iraisa. When I go through this list of homes, right, this is the comprehensive or the non-comprehensive, but this is the list of dinim of a bias in Shas. When I go through this list of dinim of a bias in Shas, so this list breaks down into two subgroups. One group are the cases where the Torah uses the word bias. That is mezuzos. Right? Uksaftim al mezuzos beisecha. No? It says bias. Ma'ake. It says bias. Tumas negoim. It says bias. Arechoma. It says bias. Right? Those cases, it says bias. Ve'ein ma'arvin bo, ve'ein mishtatvin bo, ve'ein menichin bo, eruv, ma'itayim adorochazi ledira. However, all of the halachos that basically relate to Erevin, Erevin is a din d'rabbanan, no? Gemara tells us that Shlomo HaMelech was like the smartest man ever, and therefore Shlomo HaMelech invented Erevin. Okay, yeah. I don't know, whatever, I'm not going to say what I want to say. But the point is that the dinim d'rabbanan are based on whether you could live there, whether it is chazi l'dira. The dinim d'oraisa are based on whether it is considered a bias. And then the Gemara analyzes these cases some more. Did you go on in the Gemara? Should we read?
Well, we got to. This we did last week. We just, the Eruv Chatzis.
Okay, so let's learn this Gemara now, Eruv Chatzis, and then we'll go back and we'll try to go beyond the text a bit. So the Gemara says, if the home is not 4x4, Eruvei Chatzerot ein meinichin bo, avo shituf meinichin bo. Right? The Gemara is medayik. The Gemara is inferring that if it's not 4x4, you cannot put an Eruv there. If you remember, there was like a lack of parallelism over here on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. It says that you do not collect the Eruv from a house that's not 4x4. You do not collect shetufei muvuot from a house that is not 4x4. Ve'ein meinichin bo eruv. Right? It doesn't say about being meiniach a shituf. Right? You have to leave that barrel of wine, let's say, somewhere. It does not say that if it's less than 4x4, you cannot leave the barrel of wine there. So that's the diuk that the Gemara asks. Eruv chatzeres em meinichin bo, avo shituf meinichin bo, mai taima, dilo gora mechotzer shebemavoi. A home that is not 4x4 basically does not exist halachically. So therefore, it is like the plain courtyard. I'm allowed to leave my shituf in a chotzer shebemavoy. I don't have to leave the shituf. Right? The shituf, again, is the barrel of wine that combines everyone who lives, let's say, in the lobby of the building. You don't have to leave that in a home. You could leave that in a chatzer shebemavoy. I could leave that barrel of wine, let's say, on the stairwell or in the hallway. Ditznan erev chatzer is bechatzer shetufay mevos bemavoy. Va'avinon ba erev chatzer is bechatzer. We paskin that if you leave your erev in beis shachzad from your peset eno erev, va'darsham eno oser. We're talking about the halacha of where you place the Eruv. Remember, we said that the box of matzah, actually the box of matzah in the YU Eruv is in 475 West 186th Street, apartment 2E, in the Kolinsky apartment. And that's the box of matzah for, there are two separate Eruv, and there's the YU Eruv and the Mount Sinai Eruv. Why this is done, if you get me drunk, I'll explain to you. But the point is that you need a box of matzah. Okay. Erev Chatzeros. What do you mean you do Erev Chatzeros in the Chatzer? You don't leave the box of matzah in the hallway, right? We learned, Vahatznan, the Mishnah says, if I leave my Erev in a Beit Shar is like an entranceway. Achsadra is like a porch. Mirpeset is a different type of porch. It's not a good Erev. Vahadar Sham Eino Oser. The halacha is as follows. If you have a Jew who says, I don't agree with the Eruv, meaning I refuse to contribute to the town Eruv. So the halacha is that such a person can aser on the entire Eruv. The exact halachic details of this require a full shiur on its own, but that is called oser. But someone only asers, someone only can forbid the entire Eruv for the community if the person lives in a home. If the person is a homeless fellow and he sleeps in the hallway, so that person, even if he does not agree with the Eruv, he doesn't aser. So the Gemara has a question. You're telling me that Eruv Chatzeris is in the Chatzer, but didn't we say that Eruv Chatzeris cannot be in the Chatzer? Ela Ema, Eruv Chatzerot is b'bayit shebechatzer, v'shitufei mevuot, Bechatzer shebemavoi v'hai lo gara mechatzer shebemavoi. Basically, what the Gemara is saying is that you could leave the shitufei mevuos in the chatzer. Shitufei mevuos doesn't have to go in a home. Erev chatzeres you have to leave in a home. Shitufei mevuos doesn't. By the way, this raises a serious question about the Mount Sinai Erev. No, if the box of matzah is in the shul, no one lives in the shul besides Nick. Right, Nick is the super for the building, no? So how this works is another further halachic conversation. It's a big issue. The minhag for hundreds and hundreds of years has been to do it like this, and we don't start up with minhagim. That's the short answer. But the Erev Chatzeres has to be in the home. Shitufei Mevuos doesn't. And the Gemara basically had to tinker with some of the language of a braisa to get to that point. Let's go on. Ve'en osin oso ibor bing shtei ayarot, da'afilu kiborganin lo mashfinan le. If you have a home that is not 4x4, it cannot extend the city. Again, for tchumen purposes. If I want to walk from the Heights to Englewood, no? So I could have, like, I could build a little home that is 4x4. I could build it, let's say, on the George Washington Bridge, and then that could extend the city, in theory. But if it's not 4x4, it doesn't extend the city. Why, Zakti Gemara? Da'afilu kiborganin lo mashvinam lei. A house that is not 4x4 does not even count as borganin. Borganin are guard posts. Guards build like small areas where they use to scout out to make sure that the town is safe. The borganin can extend a city, but a house that is not 4x4 does not extend the city. My taima, borganin chazil miltaihu v'hai lo chazil miltaihu. Borganin meet their purpose. The purpose of, right, is that a good way of translating? The purpose of borganin is, oh, it's a scouting area. So you said that with your binoculars, that's what it's for. But if you want to be a house, you can't be a house if you're less than 4x4. Borganin is chazal emotayu. Borganin does its thing. But a house less than 4x4 is not chazal emotayu. It doesn't do its thing. Let's just finish up the Gemara once at this point. Ve'ena achan v'ashutfen chokimbo. Brothers, partners can't divide it up. Time of the let be dalat amot. It be dalat amot. They can divide. But didn't we say that you don't divide the chutzner until you have 4 amot for each of them? Right? In other words, let's say you have 3 brothers and they want to divide it up. So you need a total of 12 amot to divide it up. So the Gemara is asking a question. You're telling me if it has 4 amot, you can divide it, but that's not true. Because you need 4 amot for each of the brothers. Rather, Ela ima imba din chaluki kechatzer. That Rav Huna says you divide a chatzer based on the number of doors you have. Rav Chista says that each door gets 4 amot, the rest you divide evenly. This is only true that a bayis gets a doorway, gets 4 amos. But a chatzer, right? Hani mili bayis, to the mehava kai yahivnale chatzer. A house that is meant to live in, so you give him a part of the chatzer. Hai de la mister kai lo yavinale chatzer. This, which is too small, you do not get any chatzer. Basically, this home that's less than 4x4, because it is so small, the Gemara says it's lemistarkai, it's going to be destroyed. Because it's lemistarkai, it doesn't get any space in the chatzer. Let's just take a deep breath. Basically, the way you divide up a chatzer is, if there are a few homes, so each brother, let's say, gets a home. There's a machlokes ha'amoraim, how we divide the courtyard. Everyone gets a home. How do you divide the courtyard? So Rav Huna says, chatzer lefi psachecha mischalekes. If I have a home, and my home has 2 doors, and your home has 1 door, I get more space in the chatzer than you do. Because chatzer is meant for loading and unloading. If I have more doors, I unload and load more stuff. So I need more space. That's Rav Huna. Rav Chista says, no. Rav Chista says, you don't divide the entire chatzer based on the doors. In other words, if I have 2 doors and you have 1 door, according to Rav Huna, I get 2/3, you get 1/3. Rav Chista says, no. What you do is that each doorway gets 4 amos for loading and unloading. You get a certain area, 4 amos, right in front of the doorway. So I get a little more than you, because I have more doors than you have. But the rest of the chatzer, according to Rav Chista, we divide equally. So let's say you have a chatzer that is 100 amos, no? So according to Rav, and Shmerel has 2 doors, and Beryl has 1 door. I should use women's names. Yenta has 2 doors, and Genendel has 1 door. Okay? It's much more clear now. So, Yentl has 1 door, Genendel has 2 doors. So according to Rav Huna, Yentl gets 66 2/3 amos, and Genendel gets 33 1/3 amos of the total chatzer. The chatzer is 100 amos. Rav Chista says, no. Yentl has 2 doors. So that means Yentl gets 8 amos. Genendel has 1 door, she gets 4 amos. So that's a total of 12. That means 88 amos are divided up equally. So Yentl gets 44 plus her 8. Yentl gets 52. And Genendel gets 44 plus her 4. Genendel gets 48. Right? So there's a big difference between Rav Huna's division and Rav Chista's division. Right? Basically, what the Gemara says is that in order to get a doorway, you have to be a home. And the home has to be 4x4. If it's less than 4x4, it's lemistar kai, it's going to be destroyed. Ad kan divrei hagamara, all is grand.
Thank you for going over it.
Mm-hmm.
Baruch Hashem. Now, we get to talk about mezuzah, because mezuzah is awesome. So the Rosh, we'll start with the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah Perek Vav, Halacha Beis. The Rambam quotes our Gemara. The Rambam says, a bayis that doesn't have 4 amos by 4 amos is exempt from mezuzah. Im yesh bo kedei l'rabeya dalet amot abdal amot b'shove, afa bishu agul o bal chamesh zaviyot, en tzarech loma Hashem hoya arko yesar rachbo, ho v'yesh bo l'rabeya 4 amot or 4 amot, chayiv b'mezuzah. So the Rambam says that to be chayiv a mezuzah, you need to be able to inscribe 4 amot by 4 amot. No? That's what
the,
It, to inscribe is, let's say I have a circle. I hated high school. So I have a circle, and I need to make a square inside the circle. Right? There's some math terms for this, but that's what I mean by inscribe. So the Rambam says it has to be 4x4. But the Rambam says that if it's long, if you could be merabeya arba amot to arba amot, it's chayiv a mezuzah. That is understood by the Rush to mean that you only need the total area of 4x4. You see, I read this Rambam. I made a mistake, actually. When I read the Rambam, I used the word inscribe. Because the Rush understands the Rambam to mean that you don't need to inscribe 4x4. You need the total area of 4x4. So, okay.
So 8x2 is fine.
What?
So 8x2 is fine.
8x2 is fine according to the Rush's take of the Rambam. Because all you need is an area that's kedei l'rabbeia, which means 16 amot in total, 16 square amos. 4x4 is the same as 8x2, is the same as 16x1. And therefore, for the Rambam, a narrow hallway that is the entrance to my apartment, I open my apartment, I have a long hallway, no? That for the Rambam, as understood by the Rush, is going to be chayiv a mezuzah. However, the Rush himself disagrees. And the Rush himself writes that no, that dalet al dalet is something that you could live in. You can't live in something, you know, so 16x1, maybe you could say you could live there. 32x1/2. Could you live, again, we had this conversation in Gimel Amud Aleph, specifically with a sukkah of 7x7 tefachim, and maybe we'll get back to that, right? We had two girsos in the Tosis, if you remember. The Tosis HaRush had a different version of the printed Tosis. But the Rush understands that according to the Rambam, you are chayiv in mezuzah if you have the square amma edge of 16. The equivalent of 4x4 in area. The Rush himself disagrees, and the Rush says, no, it has to be usable space. And the halacha defines usable space as 4 length, 4 width. Short of that, it's not usable space. That is the Machlokes Rambam and Rush. Hi, Hannah.
I just wanted to clarify. The Rush reads the Rambam about the circle case also, that it would require only 16, the area.
As long as you have an area of 16, okay. Which would mean that you include the area beyond the inscribed square.
Yeah.
Right? The area of a circle is pi r squared, is that correct? You went to Cooper Union, you should know this, right? So that, fine. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah says it a little differently. How does what was the Maramakam I gave in Hilchos Sukkah? Let's see who can get the WhatsApp first.
Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin.
Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin of Hilchos Sukkah. So the Rambam writes by Hilchos Sukkah, if I have a round sukkah, sukkah agula, if the hekif is kedei l'rabbeia ba shivat tvachim ha-shivat tvachim, afal bishayin la-zaviyot harizu kshira. So the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet of Sukkah Halacha Zayin that it has to be that you can inscribe 4x4 in it. The Rambam does not speak about the total area. The Rambam's lashon is, if you have kedei l'rabbeia ba, so everyone and their aunt jumps up and down, they spit wood and nickels, say there's a contradiction in the Rambam. How come the Rambam by mezuzah says that you need only the area that is the equivalent of 4x4? And that would mean that a circle, you would include the extremities of the circle, the area beyond the inscribed square. But the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah sounds like you have to be able to inscribe a square of 4x4 or 7x7. In the case of Sukkah, it's 7x7. You'd have to be able to inscribe that inside the circle. So there's a contradiction in the Rambam. The Rambam in Mezuzah says it's based on area. The Rambam in Sukkah is saying it's based on inscription, not area. Is there a better term than inscription? Yeah, Chana?
Yeah. I was just going to ask the question.
Yeah.
But probably a good word would be like supposition, to like put it on top of. That's not the correct noun. But my question was going to be, it says for both Lirabeya. So
yeah.
I'm confused as to what the contradiction is exactly. In Perek Shishi, it says,
So in Hilchos Mezuzah, it says, Im yesh ba kidei l'rabeya arba amot al arba amot b'shaveh, even though it is circle or five angles, certainly if it's longer than it's wider, as long as it's l'rabeya dalet al dalet, it's chayv a mezuzah.
Yeah.
Now the Rosh understood that to be, again, I'm just going to say the same thing I said before because I'm not answering your question, but the Rosh understood that the Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah means that you just need an area of 4x4. So if it's longer, so if it's 8x2, that's good enough. And if it's a circle, it's okay as long as you have the area of 4x4. And the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah says that it's not about the area, you have to have the full dimension of the sukkah of 7x7. Now, I think what you're asking is a very good question, though.
You're asking it's the same lashon.
It's the same exact expression. Everyone asks a kasha on the Rush. They say, my dear Rush, how come you're saying area by mezuzah, but by sukkah, it's not area?
So
it could be that in both cases it is inscription.
It's a question on the Rush's interpretation.
It's a question on the Rush's interpretation of the Rambam.
Yeah.
Nachon.
Okay, fine. And the word would be superimposed.
Superimposed. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
So this might not answer our question, but I'm just really trying. By mezuzah, it says yesh bo. I'm sorry, yesh bo kedei l'arbea. And by sukkah, doesn't it say kedei l'arbea ba? So somehow the ba after.
So I think sukkah is sukkah is the subject of the sentence in Hilchos Sukkah. That's a lashon nekeva. Ba, yes, we're treating as lashon zachar.
Right, no, just where it's placed. That ba, if it doesn't make sense, just let it go. It's fine.
So the Rush has his understanding of the Rambam. And in Yerideya, Simen Resh Pei Vav, Se'if Yud Gimel. Se'if Yud Gimel, it sounds like we pask in like the Rush's understanding of the Rambam. It sounds like we pass on like the Rambam as understood by the Rush. And the Shach over there quotes that the Rush disagrees, meaning that for mezuzah purposes, Shulchan Aruch seems to follow the Rush's understanding of the Rambam, that it's based on area. And the Shach says, no, you have to realize that the Rush disagrees, and the Rush says that you need 4x4. And not only does the Rush disagree, but the Rabbeinu Yeruchim agrees with the Rush. Therefore, if you have an area of 16 amos, but it's not 4x4, the Shach writes, put up a mezuzah based on the Rambam, or the Rush's understanding of the Rambam, but don't make a bracha because of the Rush. Right? That's what the Shach says. So Right? You should put a mezuzah on the hallway, or the door that leads into the hallway, but don't make a bracha. Now, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, so they quote the Taz. And the Taz basically says that this entire din is based on the Rush's understanding of the Rambam, but the Rush's understanding of the Rambam is wrong. The Taz, I'll read you the Taz. I didn't assign this to you in the Makoros just because it's a really long Taz. It's in Tafresh Lamed Dalad Se'if Katan Beis. Let me just read you a few lines of it outside, or I'll read it inside, you'll listen outside. V'timati harbe al kesut einayim shira'iti l'rabotenu bazeh. I have been very bothered about the deliberate blindness that the rabbis have. How did the Rush and the Tur and the Beis Yosef understand from the Rambam that the area of 4x4 suffices? Because you look in Hilchos Sukkah and it's beferish in the Rambam that we are talking about superimposing rather than area. And he goes on and he goes on and he goes on, and basically he says, right, it's all wrong. So the first issue is a very important issue. Practically speaking, assuming the Taz is right, so lahalacha, you're not going to be chayiv in mezuzah on many rooms in the Heights. With the exception of my bedroom. I don't think there's a single room in my kids' bedrooms. Also, I don't think there's a single room in my apartment that's really chayiv in mezuzah. My kitchen. Right? My kitchen is long and relatively narrow, and they have counters. And my counters are built in. The poskim say that anything that's built in decreases the room size. My kitchen is not 4x4, no? It's long. I have like an eating area and the cooking part of the kitchen, so it's very long, but it's not 4x4. Do I need a mezuzah in my kitchen? That's like... So again, if the Rush is correct, and the Taz is assuming the Rush is correct, so technically speaking, you are exempt for mezuzah on your kitchen. Now, that might mean as follows. Exempt could mean one of two things. Exempt could mean don't put a mezuzah at all. Or exempt could mean that I view my kitchen like it is the outside of my apartment, and I should put a mezuzah on my kitchen going into the rest of my apartment. No?
On the other side of the door.
No, it's usually a mezuzah goes on the right side of the room going in. Like, right over there you have a mezuzah going into the room. This is the main room. Coming from the hallway into the room, you have a mezuzah. There, I have a mezuzah by that exit sign going out. Why is that one going out? So the answer is that that's an emergency exit. You can't come in through that door. No? That door straight in front of me, you can't come in through it. You can only go out. So if you can only go out, the mezuzah's got to go one way. No?
Oh. But wouldn't your problem still stand if you have that narrow kitchen that lets out into a narrow hallway?
So if I have a narrow kitchen that goes into a narrow hallway, it could be that there's no chi of a mezuzah at all. Although that gets a little complicated because there's halachas and mezuzah of like base shar, that if a room leads to a room leads to a room, right? So maybe it's all a hemsheikh. Maybe. Now, closets. Do closets need a mezuzah? Is your closet 4x4? No, not at all. No? I don't think a single closet, again, my parents live in Lawrence, so my mom has like a walk-in closet, whatever. But that's a different story. No? Most people in the Heights certainly don't have large walk-in closets. Nachum? So...
The use doesn't matter. The fact that you never sit...
Oh! So let's go slowly. So comes along the Rashash. Comes along the Rashash, ladies. Who was the Rashash? When and where did he live?
He was in Akron, that's all I
He was an Akron. His name was Strashun. There is a famous thing called the Strashun Library in Vilna, which is his library. They say that the Rashash only made it to the Gemara because he was very rich. And he had a lot of books, and it's not true. The Rashash actually knew how to learn very well. That's a different story. So the Rashash on the Gemara of Borgenin. Remember, the Gemara says that Borgenin is Chazil Miltayhu, that Borgenin meets its purpose. Says the Rashash, Mizen Nirali, the Beit Shar HaPatuach Lebayit, Dechayiv B'mezuzah, Afilu Ein Bo Dalet Al Dalet, Dele Miltaykoy. Umatzil Sikim Pesche Tshuvas and Reish Peivom Sifkot and Tes B'Shem Chamudi Daniel Xavyar. Right? Says the Rashash, a tremendous Chiddush. He says, the Gemara tells me by Borgenin, that Borgenin, remember, these are the guard posts. That Borgenin, the Gemara says, is Chazil Milsayhu. It does its thing. It's there. It meets its purpose. So says the Rashash, okay, anything that meets its purpose is going to be considered Chazil Adira. Unlike a house where the purpose is to live in, Borgenin, the purpose is to guard. So it meets its purpose. That's good enough. So therefore, says the Rashash, a closet meets its purpose. I'm not supposed to live in my closet. My jacket lives in my closet. So a closet, says the Rashash, is chayiv in mezuzah because it is like Borgenin, that is Chazil Miltayhu. And he says, and this is what the Pesachei Tshuva quotes in Simin Reish Peivav Sifkot in Yud Aleph, that base dira, if it's a home where you live, then it has to be dalet al dalet. But if you have a mere peset, a garden, something that's not dalet al dalet, but it meets its purpose, my garden doesn't have to be dalet al dalet. I don't live in my garden. But it's a garden, and it does whatever gardens do. Right? My closet does whatever closets do. So says the Rashash, my closet is chayiv in mezuzah, because it's chazil emotayu, based on Borgenin. Wow. And therefore, according to the Rashash, you should put a mezuzah on all your closets. Okay, this is a very expensive Rashash. Okay? Because I have a ton of closets in my apartment, no? I have two apartments. I think I have like 8 closets or something. It's like obscene. And if I need a mezuzah, each mezuzah costs like $30, no? 8 of them. That's expensive. Right? And the mezuzah goes into the closet, according to the Rashash. The right side going in. Because the closet is chayiv and mezuzah. It's like Borgenin. Now, Reb Kiva Eger, here in Hilchos Mezuzah, says that your closet is not chayiv and mezuzah because it's too small, and therefore you should have a mezuzah, though, on your closet going into the apartment, on the right side going into the apartment, not the right side going into the closet. According to Rashash, the right side going into the closet. According to Reb Kiva Eger, my kitchen and my closet is exactly the same, and I should have a mezuzah going out into my apartment. This is standard Judaism. Rabbi Simon has a totally different take over here, but I'm saying it the part in the normal way. Okay. It seems to me that the Rashash is absolutely wrong, though, from our Gemara. Va'afareshet sichati. No, try to do it before the guard comes to kick us out. Borgenin, remember, our Gemara speaks about bias on the level of Da'iraisa, and those are the dinim in the Torah about going back from war and mezuzah, etc. And then we have dinim derabbanan, which are based on chazil adira. All of the erev halachos are based on chazil adira. In the context of the dinim derabbanan, the Gemara says that Borgenin is chazil emosayu. And therefore, in the context of the Din Derabbanan, the Gemara says, since it meets its purpose, therefore, it doesn't have to be 4x4. But, meeting its purpose, l'cha'ora, it seems to me that this idea of Chazil HaMilsayhu is completely irrelevant on the level of the dinim d'oraisa. When I'm defining what a bias is, remember, Gimel Amud Beis broke down into two different categories. There's the dinim d'oraisa category, where there's a real halacha of dalet al dalet. But then there's a dinim d'rabbanan category for all the dinim with respect to eruv, etc. And in that category, we bring up borgenin, and we say, oh, because it's chazir l'mosayu, because it meets its purpose, good enough. But it would seem that there is zero evidence that chazir l'mosayu impacts on the dinim d'oraisa, and therefore the Rashash, beautiful, but I think it's wrong. I don't think his take on this Gemara is correct at all. Kach nira lafiyani estaiti. That's it, I think. So these are some of the halachas of mezuzah, no? House has to be 4x4. Halacha l'maisa. The Pashto says we really hold like the Rush. That 4x4 means 4x4, right? Even though Shulchan Aruch sounds like the Rambam, but the Shach says don't make a bracha if it's long and narrow. The Taz says don't even put it up if it's long or narrow. The Taz really holds like the Rush. So, you want to put it up, put it up. But where do you put it up if it's long and narrow? There's a very reasonable case that could be made if it's long and narrow and it's not chayiv itself, because you're like the Taz, they should put it on the kitchen going out. The funny thing about Heitz kitchens is many Heitz kitchens have like the little shorty. You know what I'm talking about? Like you have like the big doorway and then like there's a small short wall.
Yes.
Right? There's like a tiny little short wall, and that's like waist high. There's a big arch, like a normal door size, but you don't walk through the whole arch. They have like a little shorty doorway over there. So the funny thing is that little shorter doorway is tall enough to be a mezuzah halachically. And if you hold it goes in or out, whatever it is, it just looks very weird because you have a tiny little mezuzah like waist high. Like in my old apartment, we used to have a tiny mezuzah waist high going out of the kitchen. It was like our, you know, conversation piece. Everyone came saying like, what is that? I'm like, oh, whatever. You know, I could give you a whole shiur about why I put the mezuzah there. It's like so much fun. Okay, so these are some of the points in Judaism for tonight. And Yashikai, thank you for coming to listen.
I have a question about the Rush's interpret, the Rush's tape on like
on the Rambam.
Not really on the Rambam, but like his response to the Rambam, which you said was that like, let's say a 32x1/2 is basically unlivable, but you also just said that for Dina D'Oraita, under which Mezuzah falls, it's not necessarily about Chazi L'Dira.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, but that's an interesting
point.
So,
like, yeah. If we're going to create such a difference...
You're saying that, like, we seem to be, like... So, like, I would say that the din d'oraisa of bias is an objective din, according to the Rush. It has to be 4x4. There might be a reasoning behind it that, like, that's the standard thing that people could live in. But it's almost like lo darshin on time at the kra. Like, once I'm dealing with dinim d'oraisa, that's the way it is. Okay. Right? I think that's the way it becomes... Okay, chevra. Thank you for coming to listen, and we should have a blessed evening.